when I think about, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, but when I think about all of the radio that I've listened to as it relates to African-American channels, I don't believe that I've ever heard the leader of Special Olympics on an African-American station. And I was amped about having this conversation because it's a part of the audience. It's a part of the, you know, the people with disabilities audience that we don't necessarily get to hear about. And yet you all are doing some incredible work. So why for you is it important that we have this conversation today on this platform?
Well, it's really important for me, Torm, because diversity inclusion is really important to me. And that's what you're dealing with on this program. And for us, it's about inclusion of people with intellectual disability. And, you know, as I said earlier, these are people that have been marginalized in their lives, have been isolated. And what we do is use the power of sport to create an environment whereby Special Olympics athletes can be the very best they can be. They can learn skills, they have huge talents. We provide training year-round, every day. We have over 5 million athletes involved in the program in 195 countries and over a million coaches and volunteers. So the idea that all of these people, through the expertise and the training that we provide, can be the best they can show their talents, and can be included in the communities in which they live is really, really important to us. And when it comes to diversity and inclusion, oftentimes people, Special Olympics athletes and people with an intellectual disability, are forgotten even within diversity and inclusion. Mm-hmm. They're not mentioned. Mm-hmm. They're not counted anywhere. So we want to emphasize that what we do through the power of sport is ensure that they are included. And the other thing that we want to do is create an environment where the rest of the world actually understand and appreciate the skills and talents and abilities of our Special Olympics athletes, and create an environment where young people can learn from our athletes. And we do that in schools all over the world. We have nearly 7,000 schools here in the US that are involved in what we call our Unified Champion Schools program, where we bring young people with and without intellectual disability together through the power of play and sport to learn from each other. And so that young people can learn that they shouldn't bully people with intellectual disability. They are equals, and we want to create that equal playing field. And we also want to ensure that our athletes can, through our leadership program, go on to take on meaningful roles in the workplace and in other aspects of their lives. You know, perhaps if they don't want to be involved in sport, in Special Olympics, they can become volunteers, they can become photographers, they can do other jobs. So we do all of those things through the power of sport.